Now, attention every dog lover in Sydney, because there is an art exhibition just for you. Every Dog Will Have Its Day. We'll be showcasing the most extravagant artworks of dogs and their connection to people at the Kusula Powerhouse. Oh yes, and the launch is also a free event, so keep your excitement on a leash. Well, don't, because I've got one of the artists, Anastasia Close, to tell you all about it. Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm very well.
Now, just to start off, how much do you love dogs?
So much so that I work with them every day. So for me, it's a really deep commitment. Yeah.
What do you mean you work with them every day?
Well, actually, I work at Animal Welfare League New South Wales. So I am their social media person. So I'm out on the ground every day making videos of the dogs that need new homes. So, yeah.
Amazing.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Every rescue needs a home. But how did you get involved in this particular art project?
I think I got involved because I think the art world has known for quite a few years that I've become a passionate animal lover, in particular a passionate dog lover, because I've made art previously about my Basset Hound Farnsworth.
That is the best name for a Basset Hound.
Yeah, he's an amazing boy. He's a very gentle dog, so he was easy to love when I met him. So a few years ago, I made a dog park outside of the Australian Centre for Contemporary Art in Melbourne, entitled Farnsworth's Republic for Dogs. And the idea was that everyone could come on down with their dog and let their dog off lead, and it was a safe environment for the dogs to explore off-lead and roam, and there were hand-built kennels, which were sort of mock-ups of famous historical sites in Melbourne, such as Acre itself the VCA, and, you know, the local art school. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Now, in your practice, it's usually quite video performance and installation-based. So what did you create for this exhibition in particular?
For this exhibition, I'll be exhibiting some drawings. I guess drawings become... It's my favourite thing to do at the moment. I guess I really love getting a piece of paper and considering how I can make that paper beautiful and valuable. So I'm exhibiting drawings of my dog Farnsworth, and one of them is a very large scroll, which is a sort of stream of consciousness. I'm imagining that I am Farnsworth, and I'm thinking about him and what it would be like to be him. So I guess, yeah. It's an artwork born of extreme love.
I'm just got a vision of a Basset Hound just like daydreaming, and I'm like, what's for dinner next?
Like, pretty much. Just sitting on my lap drooling.
Human, what?
Yeah.
So how did you kind of portray your connection with Farnsworth in the drawings?
I guess it's a sort of text work. I guess all of my work's a text work in a sense, because I rely on words to, you know, to connect to people rather than images or alongside images. So I guess I'm just writing. I become Farnsworth. I imagine what it is to be Farnsworth. So it interests me what it is to be an animal, what that means, and how animals can't speak. I'm always thinking, if this animal could speak, what would it say? And that really drives my work at Animal Welfare League as well, when I'm making the videos of the animals who need homes. What is it that they would say? I'm always trying to capture the essence of that animal to bring out the beautiful singularity of that creature. So, yeah, I guess it's anthropomorphism at its best.
I mean, it's interesting because people who don't own pets, they don't understand how unique each pet's personality is, I feel, sometimes.
Absolutely. It's something you discover. It's something that happens to you. You can't force it. And I think when you have a pet and you love that pet, it's very involuntary. You know, it's sort of like falling in love with a human. You imagine that pet's reality. That's what love is. You imagine what it is to be that pet, to experience the world as the animal you love. And that's, you know, hard for people to fathom if they're not a pet owner themselves. But so many Australians are pet owners, and in fact, dogs happen to be our favourite pet. So I think in this exhibition at Kusula, there'll be something for every dog lover, and in fact, every animal lover.
Amazing. The thing I mean, you said that dogs are the favourite pet for most people, but I find, like, you know, for a lot of people, especially living in rental properties, it's really hard for them to keep a pet. So
it is. It's a tragedy. I think it's really one of the saddest things, particularly Animal Welfare League, where we see animals being surrendered because people can't take them into their new home. And they've literally got no other family member to help. So it's terrible. It's just really sad. And I hope that situation changes because renters should be entitled to, you know, bring their family members, because animals are people's family members, just like humans. So.
Absolutely. And I hope people see that in your exhibition.
I hope so too. Yeah.
The launch itself, dog-friendly event, amazing. Cause
it'll be chaos.
But there's also, I've also found, I freaked out yesterday because I was on the bus and someone, the bus driver had let a guy and his puppy on, and it was like a big fluffy Samoyed puppy. He was just sitting calmly, and I'm like, why aren't there more dogs on public transport? Why can't we have our pets in public spaces?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean, a well-behaved dog is just so easy. They're really content to just sit next to their owner. They are not, you know, they don't want to cause any mischief. And it's very difficult for people who don't own cars to get around with their animals in Sydney. And certainly when I wasn't driving a few years ago, I couldn't take Farnsworth on the train with me. And I couldn't understand why, because he's, you know, he's a really well-behaved dog and he's easy to manage. And it's ridiculous, really.
Do you think, like, with art exhibitions like this, it will change the perception that, yeah, actually we can change the culture around pet ownership and the way we move in public spaces in cities like Sydney?
I think there are so many things shifting the culture around animals, around animal ownership, not just art exhibitions like this one, which is great, but things like online now, there's just a tremendous desire to watch animal videos. I mean, if you look at websites like the Dodo, with their millions of followers, there's a huge fascination with animals, and there's an ever-growing sort of, groundswell of empathy for animals. So I think, it's just moving in a positive direction, and we might be a little bit late, and things take time, but things are moving toward, the society's moving toward being much more friendly, certainly for people and their companion animals. So it's all good, I think.
Well, I can't wait to see the exhibition as a dog owner myself.
We can't wait to see you there as well. That would be excellent.
I don't know if I can bring my dog. She's a very bad car rider, but
every dog has its vices.
Oh, tell me about it. But Anastasia, thank you so much for joining us here on So Hot Right Now this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Every Dog Will Have Its Day will launch next Saturday from 1 p.m. at the Casula Powerhouse Arts Centre. It will include a performance by Daniel Reynolds. It's free and dogs are welcome. We'll put all the details on 2ser.com.